This morning, we're going to start and do something a little bit different. I am going to introduce you to two people, O and Nella. They are from the Tamar Center in Thailand. A Tamar Center, if you are newer and you don't know, a Tamar Center is a ministry that we as a church support. What they do is they get young women who are in prostitution, and they help get them out of prostitution. They teach them skills so they can learn and have a job, so they can make money doing something else. It's a great ministry. They reach a lot of people, and I am totally impressed the more that I actually talk to them and see the things that they do. When we're done today, at the back, some of the stuff they teach the women and their skills to make are cards and candles, but not so much anymore. Now they're baking, but they're not going to ship their bread to us, apparently, because it'll get bad before it gets here and stuff like that. But they're teaching them a lot of other stuff in the back. When you're done, you can go back, you can check it out. You can buy some stuff from them if you'd like. But I'm going to introduce them and have them come up and tell you about who they are. O's going to give her a testimony. Wait, I'm going to... Here.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Nella, and I come originally from Holland. But the last 14 years, I've been living in Thailand as a missionary and started a Tamar Center in Pattaya. It is probably hard to imagine for you to what kind of city Pattaya is, because we have enjoyed the beauty of California for the last few days, and it is just beautiful. I want to grow old here. Pattaya is a city in Thailand, and it is famous for sex tourism. And there are about 40,000 women working in the city. They all come from the poor villages in the northeast of Thailand, and they are often forced by the family to go and work in Pattaya to try to find a foreign husband. And the only way they can find a foreign husband is working in prostitution to solve the problems of the family. In many families, there are debts, there are alcohol problems, drug addiction, and unfortunately, in Thailand, the position of the women is not very good. And often the girls are seen as a way to make money for the family. So Tamar Center goes out in the bars and start to contact these girls, try to find the ones that don't want to be there, that are looking for a chance to come out, and we give them an opportunity to develop skills to that they can have another way of income, and we also disciple them. And it is just so precious to see what the power of the love of the Lord is doing in these women's lives. And that's why O and I are here to tell you about what's going on in Pattaya and in the Tamar Center and what God is doing. And I want to give the opportunity to O first to share her testimony and what God has done in her life.
Sawadika. Hello.
Sawadika, that is a good morning.
ก็ดิฉันเป็นคนภาคอีสานของประเทศไทยค
่
ะ
I come from the northeast of Thailand
ก็ตื่นเต้นอยู่เมื่อเช้าแบ่งปันไปแล้ว
I am a little bit nervous I shared already one time this morning but still nervous
ก็เกิดในครอบครัวใหญ่ค่ะ
I was born
มีพี่น้องทั้งหมด15คน
big family 15 children in the family
ก็ในครอบครัวไม่รู้จักคำว่าความรักแล้วก็ความอบอุ่น
and in my family there was not much love and much warmth
ค่ะก็เมื่อตอนยังเป็นเด็กพี่สาวคนโตแต่งงานกับพี่เคยเขาไม่มีลูก
And I was the youngest in the family and when I was born my older sister was married already but she and her husband didn't have children
ก็แม่กับพ่อได้มอบโอให้กับพวกเขาเป็นลูกบุญธรรม
So my parents decided to give me as a child to my oldest sister
ก็รู้สึกดีใจที่ตัวเองมีครอบครัวใช่ไหมคะเป็นลูกสาวคนโตของพี่สาว
And I was thankful that I had a family and that I was the oldest daughter of my older sister.
ก็คิดว่ามันจะอบอุ่น
And it should be a nice family.
แต่พอพี่เขยแล้วก็พี่สาวเลี้ยงอู่มาถึงอายุ6ปีพี่เขยก็มาข่มขืนค่ะ
But when I was 6 years old, my brother-in-law, who I called father, started to rape me.
ก็รู้สึกเกลียดเขารู้สึกเกลียดคำว่าพ่อรู้สึกเหลียดสายตาที่เขามองมาด้วยใจที่อยากจะมีเพศสัมพันธ์ด้วย
And I started to hate the way he looked at me. I started to hate the word father. I just couldn't stand him being close to me anymore.
พออยู่กับเขาได้อายุ7ขวบก็กลับบ้านไปอยู่กับแม่จริงๆที่หมู่บ้าน
And when I was about 7 years old, I moved back to my real mother.
พออยู่ที่นั่นพอถึงอายุ8ขวบก็ถูกพี่ชายจริงๆข่มขืนอีกครั้งนึง
But also that family was not safe for me because when I was about 8 years old my older brother started to rape me
ก็รู้สึกเจ็บปวดกับสิ่งนี้มาก
And it was a deep pain in my heart and in my life
ก็พออายุ15ปีตอนนั้นก็มีโอกาสที่จะไปที่ญี่ปุ่นค่ะไปทำงานที่ซอง
When I was 15 years old, my family advised me to go and work in Japan. At that time, many girls from Thailand were transported to Japan to work as a prostitute. Because my mother, she wanted actually money and she wanted to have a bigger house.
ก็อยากจะไปทำเพราะว่าอยากจะให้แม่ครอบครัวยอมรับในตัวเอง
And I had such a strong desire to have acceptance from my mother and from my family that I agreed with them to go to Japan.
อยากจะให้เขารักเราบ้างเหมือนกับลูกคนอื่น
I wanted to receive love like the other children that received love in the family.
ก็ตอนนั้นก็ยังรอวีซ่าอยู่แต่ไม่ได้ไปค่ะก็ถูกแฟนเข้ามาข่มขืนอีกครั้งนึง
And then while I still was waiting for my visa in Bangkok, there came a man and he raped me also.
ก็หลังจากนั้นก็อยู่ด้วยกันกับเขาได้3ปีก็มีลูกสาวคนนึง
And he decided to stay with me so we lived together for 3 years and the visa to Japan fell apart
พอมีลูกก็ไม่รู้ว่าจะแสดงความรักกับลูกยังไงเพราะว่าในชีวิตไม่เคยได้สัมผัสกับสิ่งนี
้ And we had a little daughter but I didn't know how to love my daughter because I never received that love from a mother in my own life
ก็อยู่ด้วยกัน3ปีก็เลิกกันค่ะแล้วก็มีแฟนใหม่แล้วก็มีลูกกับเขาอีก1คนเป็นผู้ชาย
And after 3 years we got separated my family forced me to separate from him and I moved to another place and I got another boyfriend and lived with him for about 4 years
ก็ไม่รู้ว่าจะแสดงความรักกับลูกยังไงเพราะว่าไม่รู้ที่จะแสดง
It was a little boy and I had the same problem I couldn't give love to this child becauseI just didn't know how to love my boy
ก็อยู่กับสามีคนที่2จนถึง4ปีกว่าค่ะก็เขาก็เสียชีวิตค่ะเป็นเสียชีวิต
And after 4 years my second husband he died he had AIDS and he died
หลังจากนั้นก็พี่สาวก็แม่ก็เรียกกลับบ้านให้ไปทำงานที่พัทยา
After that my sister and my mother they called me home and they said we will take care of your children if you go and work in Pattaya
เพราะว่าตอนนั้นเงินเดือนที่ทำงานที่โรงงานก็น้อยมากเลยเดือนนึงก็ 4,500 บาทเอง
Because at that time I earned about $125 and it was not enough to take care of myself and my two children.
ก็คนข้างบ้านเขาก็มีสามีฝรั่งกันแล้วก็เขาก็รวยเขามีทุกอย่างก็ครอบครัวอยากจะให้ไปทำงานที่พัทยาแล้วก็เขาบอกว่าถ้าไปทำงานที่พัทยาก็อยากจะดูแลแล้วก็เลี้ยงลูกให้
In my village, the neighbors, they had one girl that worked in Pattaya also. And the family could build a new house and had a new car, and my family saw that. So they told me, if you go to Pattaya, if you work in Pattaya, and you find a foreign husband, then we will take care of your children.
ก็ตอนนั้นก็คิดอยู่สองวันค่ะจะไปทำได้ยังไงเพราะว่าเราไม่เคยที่จะไปทำงานอย่างนั้นแล้วก็นอนกับคนอื่นนอนกับฝรั่งด้วยกลัว
And it took me 2 days to think about it because I was so scared. I've never met a foreigner, a white person, and then I needed to go out with them and sleep with them. I just couldn't. I was very scared.
ก็ตัดสินใจมาทำงานที่พัทยาค่ะแล้วก็ครั้งแรกที่ทำก็รู้สึกกลัวมากก่อนที่จะไปฝรั่งก็ต้องกินเหล้าให้ตัวเองเมาก่อน
But I decided to do it to get the acceptance of my family. So I went to Pattaya, and the first times I was so scared I had to drink alcohol till I was drunk, so that I could go with them.
บางครั้งก็ต้องติดโรคด้วยเพราะว่าฝรั่งเขาไม่ใส่ถุงยาง
And I was also very scared for diseases because many of these men refused to use condoms.
ก็ทำงานได้3เดือนก็เจอกับฝรั่งเยอรมันคนนึงค่ะที่เขาให้ความหวังเขาให้ทุกอย่างเขาบอกว่าจะซื้อรถซื้อบ้านซื้อทุกอย่างที่เราต้องการให้กับเรา
But after 3 months I started to have hope because there came a German man and he took me out of the bars and he promised me everything I was looking for. He said I will build your house, I will give you a car, I will give you everything that you need.
ก็รู้สึกว่าตัวเองมีความหวังขึ้นเพราะว่าเป็นความหวังเดียวที่ผู้หญิงหลายคนที่มาพัทยาที่จะต้องได้สิ่งนี
้ So that gave me hope because that is the dream of all the women that are working in the bars in Pattaya.
แต่อยู่กับเขาได้ปีนึงก็วันนึงได้ทะเลาะกันแล้วก็เขาไปเอาผู้หญิงคนใหม่
I lived with him for a year and then One day we had an argument and he left me. He went to the bars and took another girl.
ก็ในเวลานั้นความหวังก็หมดเลยไม่มีอะไรเหลือแล้ว
And he kicked me out of the house and I didn't have any hope. I was broken. There was nothing left in my life.
ความหวังที่คิดว่าจะให้ครอบครัวยอมรับในตัวของตัวเองก็หมดแล้ว
Especially the dream that finally my family would accept me was broken. Fell apart.
แม่ก็บอกว่าเราโง่เราทำไมเราไม่ดูแลเขาดีๆเพราะว่าเขาไม่รู้ว่าการที่เราจะดูแลฝรั่งคนหนึ่งมันยากมากเลยที่จะเอาใจเขาทุกอย่างเลยที่จะได้เงินเขามา
And my mother was very angry at me and she said why didn't you take care of him better why didn't you look after him better but my mother didn't understand where you have to go through when you do this kind of work what you have to beput up with and what you have to accept
แต่วันนึงทามาได้ไปประกาศที่บาร์ค่ะแล้วก็บอกว่าจะมีเทรนนิ่งฟรี
and then Tama Center came to my bar where I was working and they said that they had a free training program
ก็รู้สึกดีใจมากเพราะว่าตอนนั้นเหลือเงินอยู่200บาทที่จะใช้ในพัทยา
and I was so excited because the only thing that I have left was $5 that was all I had at that moment
มีของฟรีเหรอในเมืองพัทยา
and I thought is it really true that there is something free in the city of Pattaya
ก็พอเข้ามาอยู่ในโปรแกรมก็รู้สึกมีวิชาหนึ่งที่เขาสอนเกี่ยวกับหัวใจพระบิดาได้สัมผัสถึงความรักของพระเจ้า
And then I came in the training program and there was one subject I thought that was about the Father heart of God
มันเป็นความรักที่เราไม่เคยได้สัมผัสกับครอบครัวแล้วก็พ่อ
And that was the love that I was looking for and that I never received in my family
ตลอดหลายปีที่ผ่านมาไม่เคยให้อภัยพ่อเลี้ยงแล้วก็ไม่เคยให้อภัยพี่ชาย
Through all the years I was not able to forgive my father and my older brother
แต่เขาบอกว่าต้องให้อภัยพวกเขาเพื่อการรักษาของพระเจ้าจะเกิดขึ้น
But they told me if you forgive your father and your brother then the healing of the Lord can come into your life
ก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้าที่ในช่วงเวลานั้นการรักษาของพระเจ้าได้เกิดขึ้นในชีวิตจริง
ๆ And at that time I felt the love of the Lord and I was able to forgive them and I felt the healing power of God coming in my life
ก็ตอนนี้สามารถที่จะให้อภัยเขา
And I was able to forgive them
ก็ขอบคุณพระเจ้ากับความรักที่ยิ่งใหญ่ของพระองค์
And I'm so thankful for the great love of the Father
ก็อยากจะขอบคุณธรรมาเพราะว่าเวลาพูดถึงเรื่องราวชีวิตแล้วขอเห็นถึงการความรักของพระเจ้ารู้สึกประทับใจแล้วก็ร้องไห้ทุกครั้งที่มีชีวิตใหม
่ I'm thankful for the Tama Center because every time when I share my testimony and I talk about the love of God that healed my heart I start to cry again and I'm so impressed about God's love for me
ขอบคุณพระเจ้าที่พระเจ้าให้ธรรมาเกิดขึ้นในพัทยา
And I'm thankful that there is a ministry like Tama Center in the city of Pattaya
เพื่อจะให้ชีวิตใหม่กับผู้หญิงหลายๆคน
Because they give new life to many women in this city
ก็ตอนนี้มีผู้หญิงหลายคนมากเลยที่เข้ามาอยู่ในธรรมะเซ็นเตอร
์ There are many girls coming in the Tama Center now
และธรรมะก็ดูแลพวกเขา
And Tama Center is taking care of them
ให้ชีวิตใหม
่ They give them new life
ผ่านทางความรักของพระเจ้า
And it is through the love of God
ก็ตอนนี้ฉันทำงานอยู่ที่ธรรมะเป็นสตาฟแล้วก็เป็นผู้นำของเทรนนิ่งด้วย
I'm now staff member of Tama Center and I'm the leader of the training program
ขอบคุณค่ะ
I thank youIsn't it amazing what the Lord is doing in the lives of these women? And there are so many more of these stories in the Tama Center. I just feel God has a special, special love for these women because he sees their hearts. And all the time when we go out in the city to go to the bars, I feel like we are treasure hunters because there are so many of beautiful, beautiful women.That didn't have an opportunity, that didn't have a chance. We are so fortunate in the West. Everyone here has an opportunity to know Jesus Christ. But Thailand is a Buddhist country. 85% of the people are Buddhist. And many people have never heard about the love of Jesus Christ. And God is just pouring out his love through the lives of these girls, also in the lives of their families. Oh, didn't tell, but her children are now living with her. And she's able to be a lovely mom to them.She told the service before, every day she hugs them and she says, I love you. And that is the next generation in Thailand that will not have the same problem, but that will have a new opportunity and a new chance. And I just want to thank the church element here for your involvement in the Tama Center. Last year Nancy was here and she shared with you. And through the fundraising program last year, we were able to build our own building.And it is a beautiful building. And thank you so much for all your support. In this year, O-Told, there are many girls coming to Tamar now, and many girls want to work with us because it is just a lovely environment for them, and they feel safe, and they feel like there is hope and there is a new chance for them. So we are having a great problem, and it is the building is too small. And a few months ago, the next door building came available. So I'm here again to ask for your help. Tamar is doing a fundraising program again. Our business is doing quite well too, especially our bakery business is growing. We have many orders and many girls want to work in the bakery. So we like to expand the bakery and make the restaurant bigger. We need to find more jobs for the women. So we are praying that God will provide for us for the next door building. I know it is a very bad time in to do fundraising because I think many of you have financial problems and are going through a hard time and struggle. But I know that that the Lord can provide. It is a great testimony in Pattaya also because so many of these girls have financial problems. And last year when we started to do the fundraising, we hardly had anything, but we had faith. And then in 9 months' time, the whole building was paid off, and it is a miracle. And I believe that God can do this miracle for us again, and I believe that the Lord can do the same miracles in your own lives. The building cost $485,000. We do have 180,000 already, so one third. And we are praying that the Lord will provide 300,000 more for us. And if any one of you feels like you want to contribute to that, small amount, big amount, we are glad with everything. And the Lord will bless you. I know investing in God's kingdom is the safest investment you can make because it will bear fruit till eternity. And I thank you so much. May God bless you. May God bless you, church.